What's up? It's Mitch and Bake, and I am Mitch.
And I am Bake.
What's up, Big Bake? How you been these last couple of weeks?
Negro, I'm 56 years old, man.
Let's all wish a very big happy birthday to Big Baker, 56. I'm right there behind you, brother. I'm right there behind you.
Yeah, man. This past Thursday, I turned 56 years young, man. I feel great, dude. I'm just happy to be here.
Hey, you can't be mad. I mean, you know what? Birthdays, you know, I don't get all excited. Like, you know, how you remember how you used to be with a birthday? Like, yeah. All right, so I ain't doing nothing for about a week. I'm going to be in the club. I'm going to go get drinks every night. Now it's like, dude, if I could just get a meal, in a peaceful meal, I'll be happy.
Man, I had a peaceful meal and a peaceful day. You know, I kind of worked half of the day. The missus took me to lunch on this place in Cohasset that's south of Boston, close to the Cape. Had me a little seafood and everything. I was happy. So, I don't ask for much no more, dude. All I really wanted, and I had a drink. Actually, I had this red ale. I love red ale because Killian's is like my favorite beer. And my birthday's 3 days before damn St. Patrick's Day. And I live in Boston.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But I was too busy because I had other things to do, man. I had this big weekend and the events I was planning and executing. So it was all good.
Hey, you know, as you get older, birthdays, it's just honestly just becomes another day. Nobody care about dad's birthday. Everybody care about the kid's birthday. Nobody care about dad's birthday. Mom's birthday? Hey.
Yep.
Everybody remember mom's birthday. Nobody care about dad's birthday.
They hooked me up though. They got me a little present. I got some cards, a little present.
You got kids, older kids at this point who need to start taking responsibility for, you know, celebrating Pop's birthday. You know, my kids, they don't, it's just another day to them, so they don't care yet.
But I mean, that's because they barely out of diapers.
They barely, well, one's still in diapers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's been out of diapers a minute. Yeah. It's time for him to start pulling his own weight. But anyway, brother, well, happy birthday. I'm glad you made it to another loop around the sun to 56.
Yours coming up in a month, dude.
Yeah, it'll be here. It'll be here before you know it. It's the weekend after my son's spring break, so I'm going to celebrate my birthday during spring break with him. So while I'm hanging out with him, because I think I called you on your birthday, and I was saying at the time I was trying to figure out what I was going to do with him for a whole week. Right. So I didn't put together all these different little plans and stuff. So that'll be my celebration with him.
I hear that.
Yeah, we're going to take. Did you ever go to the Universal Circus? Have you ever been? Did you ever go to that?
Yeah.
I've never been. So we bought this in town.
Oh, you got to go.
During spring break, we're going to check it out. So I'm excited for that.
The Black Circus.
Ringling Brothers for Brothers. Yes, indeedy. But let's get into it. It's so much going on right now in sports. So, I mean, even though, you know, football, they're not actually playing football, but we got free agency. They're not actually, they just started March Madness is getting ready to start. And, you know, we're getting close to the NBA playoffs. But before that, you told me before we started recording, do you listen to Club Shay Shay and the very entertaining Cat Williams with Club Shay Shay? It's been about a month.
2 months.
Two months since he was on there?
Something like that.
You know what's crazy, though? Did you see? Because during Club Shay Shay, he talked about his 40-yard dash.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see he actually ran it? He ran like 4.9.
Oh, the boy is in shape.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Cat ain't playing.
He ain't out here playing. He's like, listen, I'm smart. I can do all this shit. I'm like, okay, Cat. But you know what? I believe Cat.
Okay. About what? What part do you believe?
I believe about 90% of all of what he said.
90%? You know what? Honestly, because when I first heard, I was like, man, because he talking about people that I wouldn't say respect, but I enjoy. Like, he talks about Cedric the Entertainer, which I like Cedric the Entertainer. I always enjoyed his comedy. He talks about Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, I like Kevin Hart's comedy, but, you know, Kevin Hart to me is like the McDonald's of comedians. Like, you know, his comedy's okay, but it's not that deep, I guess is what I guess what I'm saying. He's not like, what's the dude keep talking about transgender people? I can't remember his name now. Off the top of my head.
Not Chris Rock. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
We're gonna have his own show. I can't remember his name.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he's not like Dave Chappelle, who goes deep and you know that kind of stuff. Kevin Hart is very on the surface. You know, talk about family and kids and stuff. But he's funny. You know, he's funny. You put him in a movie, he gonna take over a scene.
Yeah.
You know, he's talking about people like that. But then on the other flip side, though, there are other people that truly back him who are like, you know, he's the shit. Like, you know who Leslie Jones is? The black girl that used to be on SNL?
Yeah.
She used to open for him. Like, that's her man. Like, dude, she's like, I love that dude. So, you know, it was kind of, but you say you believe about 90%.
Yeah, I give him 90% of that.
90%. So what's the 10% that you think he's talking out the side of his ass?
Well, maybe it's 98.
So you believe most of it?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why.
So you believe that they all got light skinned wives?
I mean, okay, now that's the part.
That's the part you put off.
I put that to the side. It's not a thing of believing or doing this or that.
Yeah.
You know, all that. But, you know, it's some truths into that, you know, because, you know, I never really thought about it, you know, when he talked about boy Steve Harvey's hair. He's like, you know, that was a toupee. I was like.
Well, I mean, but that ain't news. We've known that's been a toupee since he had his own show.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, not the last show, the show that didn't last, the one before that where he was, I forgot what he was, but he had two sons. He had a show. Then he got Kings of Comedy, and then that's when he got the other show where he was a teacher. He's had that toupee since way back.
Man, I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention, man. I don't look at Steve Harvey like that. I was looking at the principal.
Is that the one that ended up on The Game? Is that the same person?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But so I mean, it's just, you know, when you start talking all that conspiracy stuff, I start falling off.
Yeah, the conspiracy kind of stuff, I fall off on it. But you know what, man? When a dude is mad about you taking his jokes, I mean, that's some serious stuff, man.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, and you just don't go around willy nilly saying this fool stole my jokes, stole my act, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know, I believe that happened. I believe, you know, that stuff. Cat Williams is funny. He don't really have a reason to lie. And the bottom line is, have you heard anybody clap back on him?
Not really. Most of the people just been kind of, you know, hey, get that.
You ain't
help.
Clapping back on Cat. You ain't really. Only person gonna clap back on him is Dave Chappelle, and he ain't go after Dave Chappelle.
No, he did not.
He didn't go after.
He said some names, but didn't really go out. Like, he said some stuff about a few people, but didn't really go after him. Just talking in general you know, during his journey, they were part of it, kind of thing.
Right.
So
you know. I mean, Cat, you know, I believe most of what he had to say. I'm not there, and really, what he eat ain't gonna make me shit, so it don't really matter.
It's all entertainment.
It's entertainment.
In the end, it got us both. Because I don't watch Club Shay Shay. I have never tuned into Club Shay Shay ever until I started seeing these clips with Cat Williams. That's the first time I've ever took the time. So it did what it's supposed to do.
It brought eyes to the screen, and Shannon Sharp is better for it right now. He's selling more liquor. You know what I'm saying? He's selling more liquor. I'm gonna try that cognac out. I might have to try
that out. Shannon Sharp is a straight. I mean, I really like that Shannon Sharp has taken what he got, which was a physique and a great football player. Mm-hmm. I think even if his brother hadn't gotten hurt, he was still a better player than his brother, in my opinion. Mm. What you looking around for? Mm. I do. I think he was a better player than his brother. And the part that his brother supposedly was supposed to be better at, which is this, he has turned it. I mean, he's turned it on.
He's
done his thing with it.
He has
where
the
he's
personality.
In demand. Like, people want him on their show.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he talked a little funny, and that's about it. Everything else, he's kind of on point with his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, nah, the boy can dress.
Oh, the boy be dressing.
Oh, man.
He from Savannah.
You know what I'm saying? He got that dress. I mean, I watch him and Stephen A. I'm like, Stephen A., you can't dress.
No.
Shannon, that fool right there.
Shannon be putting it together.
He put it together, man. He put it together. I got to get Shannon his due. And he got a follower. He got Cat Williams on there. And now, you know, he already had a following. But
yeah.
That boosted, you know, that was smart, yeah, man. Hey, can we get Cat Williams on this show, man?
I don't know if we could handle Cat Williams, bro.
Oh, dude, I can handle Cat Williams. I can handle Cat Williams. Me and Cat will sit there and smoke and talk about some shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't care, man.
Oh, man. All right. So let's get to some sports. What you want to start with? What are you interested in talking about today? Since it's your birthday week. Well, I guess your birthday week is over, but still.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about today?
What I want to talk about today, I'm going to talk about the women. I'm going to talk about women basketball.
Okay, I was hoping so, because I want to be able to live in this house after this conversation.
We can talk about women in general, too. We should talk. We need to have a conversation about that. I got some things to say.
I can't talk freely. I'm going to have to get a studio for that. I can't talk freely up in here.
Yeah, you can talk freely. It ain't gonna be that bad. Hey, so man, listen, man. I mean, I know everybody's talking about Caitlin Clark, and Juju and everything. Man, you know, this is maybe the first time I've been like, dude, I'm not really I feel them ends, but the stars on the women's side, man. I feel like I was in junior high and high school. I'm gonna tell you why. Because in junior high, when we went to Winter Park Junior High, we had the best girls basketball team ever. With Celestina, Tari, they was winning. They won about two or three championships in a row. And we packed out the games for them, right? Mm-hmm. High school. You know, Celestina went to your high school, Winter Park. Mm-hmm. Tara went to my high school, and we won championships. But in order to get there, we had to go through Celestina and them damn Winter Park Wildcats.
Almost
beat it. Oh, man, Celeste Pinkney. She was out there pregnant, hitting three-pointers.
Dude, hey, I feel like, you know what? A couple of years ago, I Googled to try to see if I could find her kids. Because I'm like, I know Celeste's kids are playing ball somewhere. But I don't know. They might have a different last name or something, so I couldn't find them. But I figured, you know, because she was a beast.
Oh, Celestina was the truth. She was the truth, dude. I mean, she had a child and came back and still almost won state championship.
Dude, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
She was the truth, man. I remember in junior high, I played Tari Phillips one-on-one in basketball. God, like, this is a girl. She can't beat me.
Man, dude, she was a...
She went to the WNBA.
Dude, you don't play... Okay, Devon, that was a no-win situation for you. If you won... Okay, so you beat a girl. If you lost, fake. So I never play women in anything. I play them in tennis. But I play them in tennis. But I do not mess with women on the court. Because if a woman's bold enough to say, come on, then she can beat me.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
I did it, and I got schooled.
Basketball wasn't your game. You were a football player. Don't even worry.
Well, it was enough of my game. I beat your ass in the fourth grade in basketball.
Okay, let's not even. Were we even in the fourth grade yet?
Yes, we were in the fourth grade.
I don't think so.
We played for the YMCA championship. You and Scotty Miller, me and Ava Carroll.
No, Scotty wasn't on my team.
Yeah, he was. You went to Lakemont. It was Lakemont against Lake Sebelius.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm trying to tell you.
Bought y'all some Hawks uniforms. We got a new coach, and this is all I'm gonna say about this, because I ain't discussing it no more, because I still think about that game. We got a new coach the day of the game. Our coach did not show up. This new guy got he said, well, everybody gotta play. No, they don't. Everybody gotta play. So he took me and Scotty out and put in who they were the second string, but should have been fourth string because they were awful. These kids were awful.
Dude,
and that's who y'all beat. You didn't beat me and Scotty.
Y'all only had eight dudes on the team.
Dude, you did not beat me and Scotty. Y'all beat them kids. Y'all beat the second string. No.
The first half.
We were tied up, and then we put them in, and then all of a sudden it was going away. We are still, and as soon as me and Scotty back in, we still almost came back and beat y'all. But I don't want to talk about that more, because that still bothers me to this day. I think a lot, Vaughn. I think about that game at least once a year. At least once a year, I think about that game.
So me and Avon looked at each other like, he took them out?
Exactly! Dude, I had never said a cuss word in my life at that point. I was cussing that coach out. And he looked at me like, well, I got to play everybody.
No, you're going to have to play everybody. Dude,
well, then put him in for 5 seconds and then take him out. Play everybody. This is a real game. Anyway, because we were undefeated up until that game.
We were too.
So were y'all. Exactly. We were undefeated up until that game. And so were y'all. I don't know who bought y'all them damn Hawks uniforms, but...
No, that was the year after.
Oh, that was the year after. Okay.
That's the year after.
Okay.
That's the year after.
All right. No problem. Anyway, moving
on.
And
the year after, weren't you on that team with Eric Cleveland and them?
No, I never played with Eric Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I played that next year.
Yeah, we had
to. I had to have played. I always played.
Because on YMCA game, we had on the YMCA shirts. But the next year, we had these outfits that looked like the Hawks outfits.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was the next year.
All right. So, yes, back to the women's game. I'm with you. The women is more exciting right now.
Yes.
You got the world's greatest scorer in Caitlin.
Yep.
You got LSU with Angela Reese. You got USC with Juju.
They don't call her Angela. They call her Angel.
Okay. They got Juju at USC. And honestly, I couldn't name one player on South Carolina, but South Carolina's rolling right now.
Oh, they got that thing, man.
They have not lost a regular season game in 2 years.
Yep. They got that thing, but they got to win a chip, though.
They do have to win a chip.
Actually.
And you know who stopped them last year, right? Caitlin.
LSU. Oh, Caitlin. I thought it was
Iowa.
LSU.
No,
oh, Iowa.
Iowa.
That's
Iowa
right.
Iowa beat them, and then Iowa got beat by LSU. Because it was supposed to be LSU and South Carolina in the championship.
Right. Yeah, Caitlin put it on.
Because Caitlin was talking mess, doing all, you know, you can't see me and all that.
Oh, yeah. She was doing it to him, man. You know, she was doing it. But you know my favorite women's team. Now, my favorite coach in the sport is Juno Auriemma. I love me some UConn. I don't know why.
Do you love UConn?
Man, since they won that first chip, I've been on UConn. Dude. I'm all about UConn.
Well, I've never been a big, because, I mean, this is going to sound sexist. I don't like dudes coaching women. I like women coaching women.
Yeah. Well, see, when I started watching, that's when Tennessee was killing the game, and then UConn got in there, and I wanted to see somebody upset Tennessee, and it was UConn, and that's when they went on their run. So, you know, and the Lady Vols were dope, man. I mean, but what really got me into women's was back in the day, when was it? Who was it Cheryl Swoops and all them who was playing for USC back in the day, in the 80s?
No, Cheryl Swoops played for USC? I thought
no,
she played
Cheryl,
for Texas.
No. Cheryl, whatchamacallit, sister.
I know you're talking about, and I can't think of her. Cheryl, the three-point shooter.
Yeah. And then, we having senior moments right now.
Yeah.
And then they had like the Twin Towers underneath, whatever. They had a squad, man. So that's what really got me into women's basketball, because they were killing the game. So.
Well, and this is the thing about women's basketball, and one reason I believe why. Cheryl Miller, yeah. Why it has come up. Because the NBA has pretty much ruined the man's side. The NBA has pretty much ruined the men's side. If you're actually really good on the men's side, you play for a year and you're gone. That's pretty much it. You play for a year and then you go into the NBA. Whereas women stay. They play for 4 years. They play for 5 years. Shoot. And I think that's why that game, because that helps the game. When you have people who have been in the same system at least 2 years, it makes a difference. And I think that's why the women's game looks so good now. That's why we have rivalries. You don't have rivalries in men's anymore, because the guys that tried to fight on the court next year gonna be playing for the same team in the NBA. So yeah. You don't have that rivalry like you used to, where you would, like with Duke in North Carolina, where you saw the same players for at least 3 years at Duke, you know, hitting last second shots. You got to learn these guys all over again every single year. Now, I don't fault the guys. Hey, go get your money, bro. I don't think guys should have to play a year in college if they're good enough to go pro. Let them shoot right out of high school. Let them go pro. Whatever. Why are we not doing that? Because the whole point of them going to college is to get to the NBA, in my opinion. But I think that, in my opinion, is why the women's game has started to surpass, at least as entertainment-wise, the men's game. Because you're not going to see any records broken in the men's game anymore. Because ain't nobody going to stay long enough to break no records.
I think I agree with you. I think that's part of it. I also think the game is just more pure on the women's side.
Is that what you're saying? No dunking?
No. What I mean by more pure,
they get good with them fundamentals. Passing. They're good at passing.
Yeah. Well,
Very good dribblers.
Yeah, yeah, all that too. See, you know what? See, that's why you're going to get a whole lot of A's. Send that shit to Tommy Mitchell. You know, email him, text him.
That's what you're saying.
The game
is more pure.
It's more pure. What I'm saying is it's a beautiful game. They pass the ball. I'm not saying good passing. They move that ball around. They, you know, whatever. And they got skills. They got some pure D skills. To be quite honest, some of these sisters, if they really wanted to, they could dunk on that ass.
There's been a few that I think could dunk, definitely.
Yeah, I'm talking about in-game on people, you see in the NBA. Yeah, there's some of them who can't. But that's not the game to me. It's just the way they play. And you know what? When girls get ready to fight, they about to throw blows. When brothers get, they just hold me back. No, they like, come on.
You know what I'm saying? There was a scuffle at the LSU. Well, who was it? LSU and
South Carolina.
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't see it. I didn't actually watch that game. So I didn't see it, but I heard there was a scuffle.
Yeah, it's a kerfuffle.
And the star center for South Carolina is going to miss the first game of the tournament. She's from Brazil. Someone, I guess, made a derogatory comment about her, and Dawn Staley required them to apologize, and they did. It was some kind of newscaster who thought he could say whatever he wanted. I mean, I think he said she was a big girl from Brazil. Something along that. I didn't hear it either, but I did see that Dawn Staley said, no, you are going to apologize, and the dude did. I think it was CBS.
Okay.
Along with CBS.
Okay.
And they had to, because CBS has the March Madness. Of course they're going to make him apologize. Dawn Staley is a star. That's right. Like I said, I don't even know anybody's name on that team because Dawn Staley's the star.
Right, right. So, you know, how many stars you got in the men's game? Like you said, there's no rivalries. And actually, you know what? I think what made the men's games was the stars. Because think about it. When we were in junior high, and I remember Carter Clanton, he loved him from the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. And the Tar Heels played Georgetown. Of course, I was rooting on Georgetown because that was the all-black team. You know what I'm saying? Although the starting five for UNC was black. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, they had the black coach and everything. And, man, and Georgetown almost won that game. Actually, that game helped turn me into a UNC fan. Although Georgetown was my one. You know, I had, you know, but you had John Thompson. Like you said, Patrick Ewing played for, what, 3-4 years?
Did he pay off Michael, 4? Okay.
Yeah, he played 4 years. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan played for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Then you had Five Slammer Jammer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
know,
and you saw them guys at least a couple of years together. It's,
exactly. And they got beat by North Carolina, by Jim Valvano's team.
Yeah, North Carolina State. Was it North Carolina State?
Yeah, the Wolfpack.
On last second dunk. Alley-oop dunk.
Tip back or whatever. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, the bottom line, you know, so all those squads, Duke, UNLV. UNLV kept their squad for at least 2 years. They beat Duke the first year. They were undefeated the second year, and then Duke beat them and then went on to win the national championship. You know, then you had the Fab Five. You know what I'm saying? all those dudes could have probably been one and done, like you said, you know. And then you know, then fast forward to the millennium, you know, Duke has some squads, North Carolina has some squad, but by then, you know, it seemed as, like you said, that was the one and done era. There were any rivalries,
you know. Well, that's why I would love to see
great squads.
Let the kids that can go directly from high school to the NBA, let them do it, and let the kids that think they need to go to college and develop their game. Now, since you do have NIL now, you can develop your game in school and still get paid for it.
Right, right.
As opposed to going to the G League where nobody sees you play.
Well, you know what, Tom? I think you're going to, you know, you have more, the better teams have more like upperclassmen on their teams anyway.
Well, yeah, of course you do. Know. Yeah, the teams that are going to win championships, you're going to start seeing this cycle. And I mean, you used to see the same cycle in high school where, you know, a freshman class would come in together and they would get to play together. And then the teams that had a bunch of seniors are the teams that are going to the state championship. Right. Same thing in college. You got a team, they get a bunch of seniors. I don't care how good this freshman is. It's rare you're going to find a freshman that has enough. I mean, you know, maybe two, you know, you get two freshmen together that are superstars that are going to, you know, do that one and done. It's real hard for them to overtake a team full of seniors. I don't care where these seniors play. If they didn't play together for 4 years, that's hard to beat.
Yeah, because that's what happened with the Fab Five. They couldn't get over, they couldn't beat them. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they came close,
but, you know. And now they didn't fire Juwan.
Oh my God, man.
That boy got a temper problem. I'm sorry.
I was like, Michigan is back. That first couple years, and then it just fell off a cliff.
Look, we have seen in football already how many head coaches have said, this is not worth it. It's just not worth to deal with the NIL, to deal with the transfer portal. I just don't think Juwan, because they won 8 games this year. I don't think he could recruit and keep them. It's just hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard to do. Now, I'm not saying it should change because everybody's like, oh, we got to do something about this and the transfer portal.
No, don't be
mad. Get better at your job. I mean, it's called changing times. If you can't do it, get out of the way. It's called changing times.
All right, Luda.
I'm just saying. Now, what could they do? Could they do a salary cap of some kind? Could they, you know, something to even out the playing field? So it's just not big schools who have the boosters can do all these NIL deals.
But sometimes, Tom, it's not really all about the money. I mean, for some cats, it is.
It's not all about the money. It might not be all about the money the first year.
But you're right, I guarantee you,
when he go, I ain't win a championship and I ain't get paid. Oh, it's going to be about the money the second year.
Yeah. What I'm saying is this, though. You know, you have teams who are doing well who don't have all the money that some of these other big schools have and the boosters that they have. What I'm saying is that it's not all just about the money, just being able to pay the kids and having them come out. Now, what I will say is this. I'm glad these kids are getting the money. They should be getting the money. Yeah,
they deserve it. I have no problem with the transfer portal. I have no problem with that.
I got no problem with none of it, man, because for the longest time, these kids are just being used. And coaches can make tens of millions of dollars, leave whenever they want to.
Yeah, wake up the next day, be like, you know, I'm going somewhere.
I'm out.
Yeah.
See. So, you know, so the thing is, I get it. You know, they need to get whatever they can as long as they can. And but it's not always just about the money. So what I'm thinking is that I agree with you. Kids who want to go to the NBA, let them go. But Tommy, that's only
it's a very small amount.
So why is the game so wide? If it's just a small percentage, why is the game, the men's basketball game, not as good as the women's basketball game?
Because these coaches are coaching for 1 year. That's what they're looking for. Kentucky, how many years in a row has this dude gone and found 5 1-year superstars and he starts all over every year. That's his program. Duke, I think, holds on to, you know, they at least have usually have two guys that are one and done, usually. Mm-hmm. But still, it's still, to me, when you have the best players that are not staying, I mean, yeah, you might have three kids that stay, but I don't know them dudes. I know the dude that was there that was a superstar. Now I see him, well, he's probably still riding the bench, unless he was a lottery pick. He's still riding the bench at in the NBA. Honestly, it's turned the NBA draft into, unless you're the number one pick, you're not guaranteed to even get on the court. I mean, yeah, Orlando got two first rounders, both of them picked in the first, within the first 10 picks. Mm-hmm. One got to play, the other one was in the G League.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess whose son that was? That was Jet Howard, though. That was
that was Juwan Howard's son.
Yeah, they said he. Well, you know what? That was a bad pick by Orlando because everybody said he's not ready. They got him right for his 3-point shooting, but that dude, and he's on a team. I mean, Orlando this year, right now, I think they're fifth in the East. You know, they're not a bad team, so it ain't easy to break into that rotation. But that's right. What you're looking. Back in the day, if you were in a top 10 pick, oh, you were gonna play.
Right.
Now, not so much. Because these kids are coming too young, and it takes them a little time.
It takes a little time to mature. Mm-hmm. They're playing against grown men. I get all that, this, that, and the third. And only special players, actually, like you, to your point, can only come in when they're 18, 19 years old, ready to just really light up the league. That doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen it happen, but not quite that often. So, you know, I love the women's game. The women's game is just so fluid. It's beautiful, man.
So let's get into who you got for the women's game. I ain't gonna lie, I don't do a women's bracket because I don't know enough about the other teams. I know about the big teams. I know about USC. I know about Iowa. I know about LSU. I know about South Carolina. But you get too much beyond that, I don't really know enough. So that's why I don't do a bracket for the women's. But who do you got in the women's?
Man, I'm going to run it back for LSU, man.
You going to run it back? You going to run it back. Okay. You know what? I can't even say who I think is going to win the championship because I haven't seen their bracket, but I'm going with South Carolina.
All right.
I don't think they're going to go. I don't think they're going to lose twice. I think this is their time.
Yeah. I think Dawn is a hell of a coach. I love me some Dawn.
Well, she's a hell of a coach and she's a hell of a recruiter.
Yeah.
Because what she's done at South Carolina, it was amazing to me. Because when she went to South Carolina, people were like, why are you going to South Carolina? And look
South Carolina.
Yeah, she turned it on. She turned it into something. So she made it a destination.
Right.
You know, so she didn't have to go. She didn't have to go to a destination school. She went to any school and said, I'm going to make this a destination. She could have gone to Bethune-Cookman.
Destination. All right. So, you know, you always take it a bridge too far. I mean, damn it. You know, this fool over here.
Well, last night I watched Howard almost beat Wagner.
Yeah.
Almost.
They should have. They had an off night. Because their 3-point shooting is really dope. They really had an off night last night. So to be quite honest, they really should have beat Wagner. So it's not even an almost. They should have been in there.
Yeah. I mean.
They have a better squad, actually, than what they displayed.
Unfortunately, you know, they probably won't, you know, because you got to win. Well, they got to win the SWAC. No, right. And the MEAC. I'm sorry.
The MEAC.
They got to win the MEAC to get back, which makes it really hard. So, you know.
They can do it.
Yeah. I would love to see an HBCU in the NIT, just to see what they could do. Because I don't know. Maybe there are some that get in. I haven't looked at the full NIT bracket, but I would love to see an HBCU in the NIT.
In the NITs, yeah.
Because you know, just in a tournament that they they're not playing against. Because of course, even if Howard wins, they win and get to play the number one seed.
Right.
Which there's 68 other schools, 67 other schools in the March Madness that probably couldn't beat this team. that they, you know, they would get to play. So now Wagner gets to do, which I like Wagner. I mean, I like their coach. That coach got a lot of hustle in him. I really like him. But anyway, as far as the women's, I'm going with Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Who you got on the men's?
You know what? I did four brackets today. So I got real familiar with all the schools. I'm going with Houston.
UH. Out of the Big 12.
Yeah, I'm going with UH. They look good because they look like they're good. They got a good run. I think Florida could have a good run based on who they're playing. Mm-hmm. I think they could have a good run. Yeah.
Matchups.
Auburn, I think, could have a good run also. Now, UConn, who is the number one overall seed, I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of UConn this year. Purdue's another one that, you know, they're a number one seed, but they're definitely beatable based on, you know, their season. They just got one big dude that can just dominate in the middle. Florida lost their center in the SEC championship, so that hurts them a lot. Let me see. Who else? But yeah, I got U.S. Oh, Iowa State. They beat Houston in the Big 12 championship. They look good. So yeah. I got Iowa State in a couple in one of my brackets going to the Final Four. But Houston and North Carolina are my two basic championship game. And I got Houston beating North Carolina.
Yeah, you went all the way around Robinson Spartan to give me that. I just asked you who you got to win, and you got to give me about six or seven teams and shit. You know,
dude,
it's all good.
I can say whatever I want. So if I want to go around, I want to tell you the time that I had these girls from University of North Carolina were visiting Howard's campus. I want to tell you about that time. I can if I want to. If that goes into my diatribe of who I think is going to win. If I want to tell you about the time I hung out with Bo Outlaw, who now works for the Orlando Magic,
but was
a superstar at the University of Houston when I was in Houston. If I want to talk about that, I'll talk about that. What else?
I want to hear about them girls from North Carolina who hung out. That's what I want to hear about. Tell me about that, Tommy.
I don't even like to talk about it. I don't even like to think about my time at Howard because, dude, your son is about to, oh my God. He's about to have the greatest. Oh my God. Okay, he's about to spend time in a great city on a great campus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be he's blessed to have a father like you that's letting him, cuz I ain't going to lie to you. Knowing what I know, it's going to be hard to let my son go to some, cuz he just, your son probably got focused. Trey ain't got none. I don't know. I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can. He might have to stay in Atlanta. He might have to go to Georgia State and live at home because Howard is just a fast. But you know what? The thing is also, your son lived in Boston. I lived in Winter Park, Florida. D.C. and Winter Park, Florida are very different places.
Yeah, but you started off at Hampton, though.
Hampton is Winter Park, Florida. What are you talking about? There's nothing in Hampton. Dude, Hampton is it might be different now, but
there was
nothing in Hampton. No, there are no clubs. There was nowhere to go except, you know, the frats would have a party. And when you're a freshman, and if you ain't got no car, it was up to the fraternity. The fraternities would bring buses to the campus.
Right, right.
And they would say, okay, all the women get on first. Dudes, we'll be back for you. And that bus would never
come back.
Hampton was nothing. Whereas your son grew up in Boston, my son's gonna grow up in Atlanta. You know, they are probably better prepared to go to a city like DC and hang out and still be focused on the things they need to do.
So you trying to tell me that people who grew up in rural or suburbs or whatever won't be able to hang? It's a whole lot of those people at high.
No, I'm not saying they won't be able. I'm saying I couldn't focus. It was just too much. Dude, it was like, I want to go do this. I want to go, oh, we can go do this. Oh, I can get on a train and go here. And I can, you know, it was just, whereas Winter Park, if you didn't show up with your Mustang, I was at the house.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? It was the same way in Atlanta, though.
Yeah, it was the same way in Atlanta. Atlanta's not quite as big as, well, I wouldn't say not as big, but it's not as metropolitan as D.C. was.
At that time.
It's still, dude, I live in Atlanta. It's not. We not D.C. D.C. is a serious city, bro. When I go to D.C., I feel like I'm walking slower than everybody else. It's just a different vibe in D.C.
Yeah, I mean, okay. We got to get off D.C. and Atlanta.
Okay, all right.
Because I remember you came to Atlanta and lost your damn mind. I lose my mind everywhere.
I lose my mind everywhere. Anyway, yeah. It was worth it, though. It was worth it. Anyway.
When you hung out, Freak Nick, all that stuff. Oh, okay.
It was worth it.
Worth it.
So we March Madness. All right, who you got in the men's side?
I'm going with UNC.
Okay, Heather will be happy. You know, Heather went to UNC. Heather will be happy. Oh, yeah.
She a Tar Heel?
Oh, yeah. Straight up Tar Heel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So she is very excited. That's why she wanted to do a bracket, because UNC is... Because
they're good?
So when they're not good, she ain't really that interested. But when they're good, she always want to do a bracket.
But she running around the house. I got four brackets.
The years that when they just okay, I don't hear nothing. When are we gonna do our brackets?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So let's talk a little free agency, bro. It's been a lot of movement in the NFL, and one that I think we talked about, and I said they shouldn't get him, and you were like, you know. It's the price you pay. And that is Kirk Cousins is coming to be an Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd I say?
You were like, I said I wouldn't pay him the money. You said it's what it costs.
It's what it costs. Am I wrong? It's what it costs. It costs.
Yes. But I mean, if you want quarterback. If you want a quarterback.
If you want a quarterback, you got to pay at least $30, $40 million.
Well, they paid 40. So, but I'm sorry, Kirk Cousins, and trust me, what I'm saying is what people saying on sports radio. Now, there's a lot of people who are happy that he's here. And then, but there's a bunch of people like, Kirk Cousins ain't won nothing. He ain't won nothing.
None.
But people in Atlanta so starved for a playoff berth, they'll take anybody. I mean, trust me, people in Atlanta were so pissed at Tampa that Tampa got Baker Mayfield, who had been on four or five teams in the last year and won the division and went to the playoffs. Now, it was a horrible division. But and then went to the playoffs and won a game.
As Charles Barkley said, terrible.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Terrible.
And won a game. So they were all upset. So they're so starved. They're like, if he can get us to the playoffs, I'm happy. If he can get us to the playoffs.
It's worth it.
But let me tell you something. There is nothing worse than being a bad team with a bad salary cap. Nothing worse. Tampa's been there. They up against salary cap and ain't won nothing in years. Now you ain't got a rookie contract for your quarterback anymore. You didn't send him. I forgot where they sent their quarterback. They sent him to another team. I don't remember who it was. Now you don't have a rookie quarterback salary anymore. You have a full-fledged quarterback. You are in win now mode, and y'all don't have an edge rusher. Now, tell me, how much edge rushers cost? How much they cost? They ain't cheap. A good edge rusher? Now, you can go get a name. You could probably go get Chase Young. Actually, no, they can't. They ain't got enough room to get Chase Young, and Chase Young really is not that good. They should have got – no, I don't think they could afford Shaq Barrett, because Tampa let Shaq Barrett go because they couldn't afford him. Or what they didn't want to pay him what his contract was going to pay.
So an edge rusher is going to cost you minimally $15 million.
They ain't got $15 million, but they got a $40,000 quarterback, so he better score because they ain't going to stop nobody.
Why not?
Because, how do you win games on defense? You get to the quarterback.
I know that. So you trying to tell me the Falcons?
They got Grady Jarrett. That's who they got. That's it. After that, they ain't got nothing.
Because they focused on the offense. That's the problem.
Hey, they were talking about, yeah, they, Terry Fontenot, the GM for the Falcons, which he's a brother. I appreciate you, Arthur Blank, for being diverse. But if you should have got a white dude, because all you got is an offense.
But you know what? White should have got, because you know what? Because at least two-thirds of the NFL is like that already. I mean, having a great defense, there's only 10 outstanding defenses out there. Everybody
but
else
you
is.
Got, you got to. Well, like I said, they because they got it on offense. They got a quarterback now. They got
a running back.
They got a hell of a running back.
About the line? What's the line like?
Well, see, and I can't remember their last year's their rookie quarterback, or he wasn't a rookie anymore, but their quarterback they had last year could move around. That's how they almost beat Atlanta, beat Tampa, because their quarterback could move around. Because trust me, Todd Bowles sending the house. That's the name of his game. We sending everybody, so you better get rid of that ball.
Right.
So, but they had a quarterback that could escape and get yards and things like that. Trust me, a guy coming off an Achilles who was already a pocket passer is not going anywhere. He going to be right where you left him.
But that's not the question, Tommy. I said, how is your offensive line?
I just told you how it was. They had a quarterback that could move around, and he had to run for his life because the offensive line couldn't stop nobody.
All right, okay. I'm just trying to get some clarity. I just need some clarity. That's all. I just want a little clarity, you know, understand what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I understand. I know what I see.
Do you
I just
know
want
what
to understand as a fan.
I just want to know
what you talking
Chairman,
about.
Can you please clear the floor for the honorable man from Boston, Massachusetts? Mr. Baker, tell us what you see.
What I see?
Mm-hmm.
I see that y'all not too much better than where you were when you started this process. I mean, y'all probably should have just gotten Justin Fields and called it a damn day. And grow your team. That way you would have more money, like you said, to invest in your defense, your line, or whatever. But I do like Kirk Cousins, you know.
4 years, $180 million.
How much guaranteed?
You know, it doesn't say. I have to look that up.
I think it was $80 million guaranteed.
I think you're right.
$80 or $100 million.
Basically, it's a three-year deal because I think he has guarantees in the first 3 years.
Okay.
Some portion of it is guaranteed in those first 3 years.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it's either 80 or 100 that's guaranteed. But the bottom line is, so you're getting a pretty decent deal for the dude.
Yeah. Okay. So let's look at who got some big names here. Now, a move I love, Derrick Henry to Baltimore.
Ooh, wee.
Dude.
I'm loving that.
Dude.
I'm loving that.
None of that.
You don't want none of that smoke.
You do not want none of that.
I mean, ooh, and he's running behind a good offensive line too, and he's surrounded by they got to get it done this year. They got to get it done in 2024.
They got to get it done, man.
I'm gonna tell you who I like. What I like,
yeah,
Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh.
I do like Russell Wilson, and I just hope, because, I mean, Russell Wilson needs to be in the right system. He does need to be in the right system, but he's still got an arm. He still can move around a little bit. Yeah, I do, too. Let's see what, and what I love about it, because actually that's who I wanted Tampa to go after, because you didn't have to pay him. Denver going to pay him.
Right.
Denver going to pay him for at least a year, and you can build your team.
An F day coach.
Sean Payton? Man, I've never liked him.
Hey, let me tell you something about Sean. He had the right one, because if that was me, Mitch, I would have slapped that fool on TV right there. He would have went after me like that. I would have cold caught that. Let me tell you. that Sean Payton, I would have been all. I've been off the team. I see you. But you know, there's no way on God's green earth that coach coming at me like that in front of everybody on TV and all that for no reason, just because you screwing up. He screwed up. Sean Payton wasn't he did a terrible job of coaching this past year.
Terrible. Russell Wilson, 1 year, $1.2 million. Dude, that is chip change. They had that. Dude, he had that in his pocket. The GM, oh, how much? Oh, hold on. Let me write you a check. He wrote that out of his own account. $1.2 million? Come on.
Man, F Sean Payton.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to see who else I like here. Now, wide receivers, honestly, a lot of, you know, Mike Evans stayed where he was. Michael Pittman Jr. stayed where he was. Now, T. Higgins was franchise tagged.
Yeah. Your boy from the Chargers moved over to Jets.
I don't know Mike Williams. Remember I was talking about a team that's in salary cap hell and ain't won shit? That would be the Chargers.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? They got my boy, though. They got Harbaugh.
They got Harbaugh, but you still got it. You can have the best chef in the world, but if you can't buy no groceries.
Yeah. I'm not worried about this shit. I'm not worried about the next 2 years. It's that year three.
That's what you're talking about, year three?
Three?
Well, they kept the defense together.
Yep.
They just said, okay, we're going to get rid of these high price, because they got rid of him and they got rid of the other receiver. Didn't they?
Yeah. And so they're going to have a strong run game. You know how Harbaugh like to do it.
Okay. Now, you know who came up as a receiver? Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley ain't done nothing since his first year in Atlanta. And Tennessee, now they didn't back the truck up, but definitely got more than Jacksonville was gonna pay him.
He got
$92 million for 4 years. He came up because Jacksonville wasn't gonna give him that.
How much guaranteed?
Let's see. Let me get into his deal.
Because that's a whole lot of fluff. You know, they threw out $92 million.
Yeah.
And he only gonna get five guaranteed. I mean, Cal, because I'm with you, man. I mean, he shouldn't get no more than $20 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I can't. It just shows.
Yeah, I mean, I like him. He all right, but
I mean, he was getting it done when he had Julio Jones on the other side. He was getting it done, but as soon as Julio was gone,
because he's a number two. He ain't a number one. And now you want to pay him like a number one. You know what? You know.
Yeah, I feel bad if Tennessee goes downhill because, you know, the owner of the Tennessee Titans pretty much told the coach of the Tennessee Titans the door because she wanted to go with the African-American GM. She wanted that GM to run the show.
Right.
And the coach for Tennessee wanted to run the show. And she was like, nah, I'm good. I'll holler at you. I mean... You know, where they weren't bad, but they weren't, you know what I'm saying? They weren't bad, but they weren't good. And I guess at some point, and this is kind of what got Gruden fired back in the day when he was with Tampa. Tampa wasn't bad, but they weren't good. You know, they weren't going to beat nobody in the playoffs, but, you know, they were going to stay about where they were, and Tampa wanted him to revamp the team. He didn't want to. That's kind of what I think happened in Tennessee. They wanted him to like, hey, we got to get younger, faster, stronger. And he was like, nah, let's load up with the same guys again.
Right.
And see what we can do.
Right. But see, and I can understand where he was coming from because he already went through the process of building and getting to a certain point. Gruden, what did he build?
Well, I mean, you know, some say he built the offense, I guess, but.
How he built the offense. It was the same as that offense he had.
Dude, to preach to the choir. I always say that team that won the Super Bowl was Tony Dungy's team. Because if you look at the stats, his offense wasn't any better than Tony Dungy's offense, actually. As far as the year before what Tony Dungy did. But he did what Tony didn't. He won a Super Bowl. So you can't, I can't fault him.
And if
he ain't really do nothing after that.
If I was him. I would run it back too. I wouldn't try to build nothing else because he was like, I can't do that.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of standing pat. I mean, this year the Bucks pretty much just re-signed their own free agents. They went and got a guy they had let go after the Super Bowl. They didn't let him go, but he went to the Jets. Now he's coming back, mm-hmm. Whitehead. He's coming back because they miss him in the run defense. And I got a defensive coach. So, I mean, I think his mind is set on that. We'll see what happens. But I do like, you got to get better. You got to get better every year. After that year they won the Super Bowl, their whole thing was, we bringing everybody back. Well, I don't want y'all to bring everybody back. I need y'all to go get some new people because it's a new year. Everybody's getting better. You got to get better.
What do you think the Bengals going to look like next year? Next season?
Your boy got to get healthy again.
If he gets healthy, I mean, I'm a little nervous about the Bengals. I want to be on them, but I'm not sure how this on the defense is going to hold up. Their offense is going to be pretty good, you know, just because they do have, you know, the two top, you know, wide receivers, you know, and then Joe Burrow is dynamite. That's going to be a tough conference, man. I'm wondering if Pittsburgh can come up in that conference. You know, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm a Ravens fan just because of Lamar. I've always kind of been a Ravens fan, but man, that's that conference, man. And then I have no clue what we're going to get out of Deshaun in 2024.
Deshaun
Watson.
He has yet to play as well as he did in Texas.
Yeah.
but he's only
played 16 games in 2 years.
Yeah. It's 12. It's 16. Hard. It's hard to get better doing that. And
yeah,
I don't know if y'all know this, but you don't get better when you get older. Your muscles don't move better a day
as you get older.
They just don't. So he's got to adjust to that. He's got to adjust to having injuries. I mean, I hope he does something, because if not, that is the worst contract ever. I mean, I thought it was the worst contract ever when I heard it, when he went to the Browns. Right, now, not right. For him. It was great.
No. That
great was, contract for him.
Hey, that was a great contract.
And I'm mad. Yeah. More power to you. I'm just glad my team didn't pay you.
Yeah. Getting by the getting good, baby.
Exactly. So I'm not mad at him, but, you know, I like Pittsburgh, but we'll see. We'll see how, you know, they do with Russell Wilson. But if they go to the playoffs, that's a win for Pittsburgh. They paid $1.2 million. And they've got a young quarterback behind him who, in my opinion, if he can stay in one system, the same system for 2 years,
he's going to be all right.
Yeah, he's going to be all right.
He's going to be all right. And you know, that's he need a place with stability. But, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, Russ only going to play 2-3 games. No, Russ about to play this whole damn season out, dude.
Yeah.
He about to play this whole season.
I think he is. Unless, you know, unfortunately he gets injured or something, I think he's going to play the whole season. I think he's going to have a decent season. And especially, he's playing for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Steelers only need you to score 21 points.
That's it.
That's all you need. If you can score 21 points for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they love you.
Right.
They're not a big scoring team, or haven't been for years.
Mm-mm. And when they were, because they for a couple of years they were scoring a lot of points, but their defense wasn't that good. So,
well, when they had the wide receiver that
showed his crazy ass. Yeah.
they were scoring some points. You say what you want about him, that cat. I can't remember his name right now. They came to Tampa. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
That cat can play some. That dude can play some football.
Absolutely.
I don't care what anybody say. That dude was born to be a wide receiver in the NFL. If you get him on the team and you can somehow get him to focus and chill, you winning.
Yeah. You got to give him some drugs to chill him out. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're going to get from him, you know, from day to day.
Oh my God.
Shit, minute to minute, you know what I'm saying? It's so, kind of rough out here. It's rough
out
here.
Think about this. They replaced Kirk Cousins with Sam Darnold.
It's time to end the show. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, and they got it for 1 year, $10 million.
You know, some teams, they know how to screw up quarterbacks, and those teams are the Chicago Bears and the New York Jets. They know how to screw up some quarterbacks, you know. Now, and I'm gonna have to go back a few years when it comes to Chicago. Lovie Smith has not gotten his due. He took them fools to a Super Bowl.
Who was their quarterback and back then?
Rex Grossman. And Rex Grossman don't get his due. You know, that Gator don't get his due. That Gator bites right there. You know what I'm saying? He needs to get his due. They always, oh, well, you know. I'm like, the fools got to a Super Bowl and almost beat Denver.
Yes. Yeah, they got to the Super Bowl.
I mean, not Denver, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, yeah. They got to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, you know, that was, I mean, you know, that was the defense. That was just like Tampa. They were defense. That was how he, that's how Lovie came up through Tampa and strong defense. That does. Right. So, right. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, because we won, I mean, Tampa won a Super Bowl with the old FSU quarterback.
Right. Brad Johnson.
And now, to me, Brad Johnson was better than Rex Grossman, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't too much better. To me, they're about the same.
And they're not bad quarterbacks. We might have had better receivers than
Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa probably had better receivers in their Super Bowl than Chicago did in their Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they had, but Chicago had better special teams because old boy from the U ran that thing back.
Yeah,
on the kickoff.
Yeah, you
and
are
now
correct.
Now he getting the gold jacket.
Gotta love it.
You gotta love it, man. It's all about the U.
Now, it's all about the U. So
everything goes back to the U.
So let's So who do you think in the NFL so far with free agency? Well, you know what? I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna wait till after the draft, and we'll talk about who won the offseason.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's wait. We'll wait till after the draft. All right. Let's talk a little NBA. Right. We got 14 games left. 14 games left. What you think? I'm in the East as far as statistics. Boston looks unbeatable, but your boy that everybody was clowning a couple of weeks ago, Doc Rivers, got Milwaukee playing. They got that pick and roll with Dame time and
Giannis.
They doing it. On the other side, Denver looks like they ready to. Denver look like they could play the championship series tomorrow.
So I am going to pick Denver out of the West. You know, I really want to go with Boston out of the East, but I might go with Milwaukee.
Well, that everybody says that Boston, even though, you know, they're great in the regular season, they ain't got enough grit to win in a series.
I think they do now with the new point guard. They're gonna be all right. It's just, I feel like something's missing, man. I mean, yeah, they fly through the regular season, but you're right. That grit, that tough, because that the game slows down in the playoffs, man.
And the game slows down, and your rotation gets smaller when you go to the playoffs.
Which I don't always understand why some people shorten their rotation in the playoffs. Sometimes whatever got you there, stick with it, because that's what Golden State did to win those championships. You know,
but that was a deep, deep team. I mean, your rotation gets smaller because during the year, you got to have a lot. Because you, I mean, what? How many? 82 games? Whatever. I mean, it's a marathon. So you got to.
Right.
But when you get into these series, hey, that's why you took that night off back in February, because I need you to play every game in this 7-game series.
Yeah, play 40 minutes.
Yeah. Now,
you know, but I still go back. I still hearken to they need, you know, that's a whole nother subject. So we ain't gonna go there. I will table that. Bottom line is, I think you're gonna have Denver. But you know what? Man, them boys. I don't know. I mean, Denver. I'm trying to think who else really I think could beat Denver in the West. I don't know. It's not Dallas because they don't play defense. I don't know, Tommy. You're right. I don't see nobody beating Denver in the West.
Now, Oklahoma right now is number one in the – well, they're tied for number one in the West with the Nuggets.
Oklahoma, you mean Minnesota?
Oh, is that who that's supposed to be?
Yeah, that's Minnesota. No. Timberwolves?
No. Oklahoma City Thunders. Oklahoma City Thunder, right now, their record is... Hold on. 47-20.
All right. What's Denver's record?
48-21.
Yeah, but
The Timberwolves are 47-22. And that's a young team. The Thunder are a very young team.
I don't see them. You know, I know they win in games. They look all good and everything. No. Minnesota feels a little bit, you know, I think Denver just has too much. The East, I'm not exactly sure, man.
Nobody's looking past the Cavaliers. Well, nobody's looking past the Knicks. Everybody's saying Celtics, Bucks, Cavaliers, Knicks, and they stop. Those are four teams that they think have a shot. And I agree, because the Magic are number five, and I think Magic might be able to win one series, but the next series would be against the Celtics, and I don't think they can beat the Celtics in the series. If they end up, because the Magic might have to play the Knicks in the first series, which I think they could beat the Knicks. Now, easily, no. But do I think they can beat them? Yes.
You think the Magic can beat the Knicks?
Yeah, I think they've beaten the Knicks the year. But they have gotten beaten by the Knicks in the year. So I think it would be, you know, they would go to, you know, I think that's a 5-game series.
Yeah.
I think they could win that. But they wouldn't have home court. The Knicks would.
Yeah, it's just something about Milwaukee that intrigues me, man. It's just something about them that intrigues, because they're getting better and better. And I knew, when you bring Doc in or bring a coach like that in, he's devising his own system. It's almost like going back to training camp again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they're starting to hit their stride. Giannis and Dame are learning how to play together and play off each other. And they understand their roles. And that defense, like you say, is getting better. It's just something about them that I'm like, Boston should be able to run them off the court. They should be able to run everybody off the court except Denver. But
that's why they play a series. That's why it's not one game. It's a series.
Right.
So anything. They say if you play a series, the better team will win. Because because on any given night, anybody can win.
I'm pissed off with the L.A. Lakers right now.
Why are you mad at the Lakers?
I'm mad at the front office, man. They're terrible. They're wasting LeBron's years, man. This man is the GOAT. They wasting his stuff, man. They wasting his years, man. I don't get it.
I mean, look, you got LeBron and you got Davis. I don't understand how you don't win with them two. You know, that's 2/5 of your team. Now, Davis can't stay on the court, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, but, you know, the top players in the NBA, Golden State Warriors, where they at?
They're going to be in the play-in. Yeah.
I mean, the Suns, where they at? I mean, those three teams have some of the top players in the NBA on them, and they're riding low, 8, 9, and 10.
The Clippers.
Now, the Clippers are number four, so they ain't doing bad.
Yeah.
They're 42-25. They're not doing bad.
Yeah, they got to stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Your boy.
They got you.
So, right now, Timberwolves and the Nuggets in the West.
Yeah. That's about it.
What the Timberwolves do, because the Timberwolves ain't won shite in – they ain't won shite in ever.
Yeah.
So,
the closest they came to win shite was Kevin Garnett.
Exactly. Kevin Garnett.
until they traded him to Boston.
Yeah. Those were back in the days of them nice trades. They were like, you know what? You've stayed here with us and lost. We're going to send you somewhere where you can win a championship. And they were all happy for him when he won.
Yeah. I guess, man. So, man, that NBA, it's a wrap. I'm gonna call it right this, man. I'm going with Denver and Milwaukee.
Denver and Milwaukee?
Yeah. And I want to say Boston. But my heart wants to say Boston, but you know.
If the Knicks can beat Orlando in a series, dude, that cat with the crazy looking hair, that cat can play. I don't remember his name.
Brunson.
Dude, that cat can play.
Oh yeah.
Cause he put a whooping on Orlando when I watched it. I was like, damn, that dude is actually really good.
Yeah. Jalen Brunson.
So I think if they get past Orlando, they got a good shot at it. Because I think they match up well with those better teams. Whereas I don't think Orlando does. Orlando can't hit threes. Whereas I think the Knicks could match up better with some of those better teams.
The Knicks are intriguing. Mm-hmm. I like the Knicks. They're intriguing. They play great defense. Their coach gets after it. And he's learning. And he's not just a grind you down into the earth coach anymore. There's a little bit more nuance in his coaching style now, mm-hmm. to make sure he can get the most out of the players without, you know, grinding them into the dirt. And hopefully they'll be, fresh enough for the playoffs to play. And that, Thibodeau, hopefully he has learned from all of his coaching in the past because he has worn out players. So, yeah. And it seems as if they're still good to go. I find the Knicks intriguing, fascinating. I don't see them really getting past Milwaukee or Boston.
Okay. Well, we shall see. I'm gonna wait till the actual playoffs. I'm gonna wait till the play-ins are done. Once the play-in games are done, I might try to, because it looks like the Hawks might get in a play-in game. If they get a home play-in game, I might go check it out. But I'm gonna wait for the play-in games, and then I'm gonna see what I like. Because I want to see the brackets. Because that, to me, that has a lot. I want to see where everybody ends up.
Yeah,
a lot can change in 14 games about where everybody is seeded.
You're right, and it's all about matchups. Because mm-hmm. some teams, there are lesser teams out there who would match up great against the better teams.
Yeah,
and it's all about matchups.
Yeah,
So it's not a lot just to say, oh yeah, Milwaukee, because I think actually Orlando might match up better. With Milwaukee.
Well, they do play them well. Other they teams. Always play Milwaukee well. So, you're right.
So you got to be careful about these things. So, man, this is a fascinating time, man. The girls' game, football, NBA. I guess we ain't talking no baseball.
Not right now. Let's get it rolling a little bit. Because baseball's such a long, such a long season. I can't really get into baseball until summertime. Like when everybody else is done, like NBA championships over, whatever. That's when I really start, paying attention to baseball. Cause I mean, in baseball, you could have a great first half and a terrible second half. You know what I mean?
Man, I can't get into baseball till October.
That's when you get into it. That's when you start.
And by that time, I'm already in the football.
Exactly.
And I used to be a baseball fan, man. I just can't do it. Unless when I go to Fenway, I'm all about it, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there seventh inning singing Sweet Caroline, so whatever. So, so we won't be messing with
that. All right, Bake. Well, once again, hope you had a great birthday, my brother.
Yes, sir. 56.
56.
5'6", baby.
All right, guys. We will see you in another 2 weeks.
All right. Gaga, goo goo.
Goo goo, gaga. Peace out.
Out.